In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. You heard it multiple times. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has thrown his rider, the horse and his rider, he has thrown into the sea. This is the antiphon for Easter sunrise. And of course, why not would you sing? For you know and you believe this. You confess this to be your faith. And this is why you are all here at an ungodly hour. For Christ has made your death and your grave his own, in order that he might make his resurrection your resurrection. For so it is, and so it shall be for all who are baptized in his name, all whom the Red Sea, by way of the bath of your baptism, have given you the surety of your life and the salvation that you have over death and the grave. For this Easter morning is, in one respect, full of great joy and gladness. And the whole Christian life is held up by this joy and gladness of the certainty that Christ has indeed thrown death and the grave behind him. Or did you not hear that the grave clothes were lying there, having been cast off by Jesus in his resurrected and glorified body? The angel rests upon the stone rolled away, and they are mocking death. Death is undone, unstripped of its power. For Christ has put grave and tomb in its place. The scriptures and all that has been said has been fulfilled. And yet we would be remiss to not point out that with Mary this morning, your joy may be tinged with a certain sense of sadness. And there may well be a certain sorrow in your heart or in the back of your mind. Some perhaps aching regret or painful memory, or a loved one that is suffering on what should be a most glorious day. That loved ones still lie in the heart of the earth. Or maybe it's more of a dissatisfaction that so many today discount the joy of Easter, that the defeat of death by the person of Christ is no more important to some people than a stack of flapjacks or a cup of joe or a salted egg or a chocolate egg or a lazy morning of expanded shut eye. And certainly there may be days and nights throughout our years when joy is simply an elusive stranger, and sadness reigns over you like a dark cloud ready to burst upon you and drown you in its torrents. For how easily on a day with so much jubilation, your Jesus and your joy in him appear to be gone, taken away, hidden from you, and you do not know where or how to find him. And like the disciples, you may be fully convinced of his death and certainly his cross, for you saw that. But you cannot grasp what it means, nor can you realize what resurrection truly is. And certainly not when you keep looking for him in your empty tomb of a life, and you do not hear his voice, or it is drowned out by all kinds of other voices that you would rather listen to. For then you are like the Emmaus disciples in the Gospel of Luke, who only perceive suffering and death as hope is dashed upon the rock of Golgotha. We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel, but darn it, he was crucified. And so you, like Israel, backed up against the Red Sea, hounded by Pharaoh and his chariots, and are perhaps scared to death. Even though we celebrate the fact that our Passover lamb has indeed been sacrificed and the angel of death has passed over us. Beloved Christians, you must know, it is not in the tomb that you will find Jesus, nor in the garden, but simply in his voice, calling you as he has called you by his word and the waters that he has drowned you in, by which he calls you his dear child and heir. For where he is now, you cannot go. But you must know that he comes to you all the time by way of his Spirit through the word of the gospel and in the sacraments of his body and his blood, that you might believe in him and that he lives, and that believing that fact, you may have abiding life as well. For when you hear the gospel, do you not sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously over the horse and thrown his rider into the sea? And that you know that this is not a time to weep, for Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Therefore, death could not hold him. Thus, neither will it hold you, his children. And yet still Mary's and our concerns still manage to slowly perhaps eke out of our hearts and our minds. And perhaps we wonder why. Perhaps we wonder what troubles us on this day. What troubles our bodies and our souls on this day? And why are we so sad on this day? For when you consider your life, what do you perceive it to be? What do you see? For if it is not Christ Jesus, that he has indeed triumphed gloriously over your harassing enemies of sin, death, and the devil, where and how are you looking at your life? And what do you seek if not Christ, who is both crucified and risen? I mean, is it that you do not know what has happened in Israel? That he, the Christ, has been crucified and risen? Or perhaps is it that your ears refuse to hear or your feet refuse to come? Is it perhaps that no one has sat you down and told you the stories of Holy Scripture and that the Christ had to suffer these things, but then on the third day rise from the grave? And that he did this not for himself, but for all of us? And maybe it is that you have known him for many years, and yet over time and over tribulation and sorrow, he has become a stranger to you. And you do not even notice him when he is right there in front of you. Or maybe you have known him for a long time, and you've always been his child and his heir, and you've always been by his side. Or maybe you have never known him and you desire to receive his grace and his mercy. But whatever the case it is with you or with me, we must remember that we are to let him, that is Christ, be our Rabboni, our teacher. That we are to heed and hear his voice in both its law and its gospel, by which he calls us by name, which, yes, he kills our sins, but yet he also makes us alive and forgives our sins in that very word. For that word is a creative word which does what it says and means what it says, and that he creates all of you to be his sheep, that he is your good shepherd and you are his dear lambs, and he guides you through all the treacherous waters of the Red Sea of sin and death and sorrow and worry. To himself who is this dry ground that is a celestial land which we call heaven. On this Easter morning, when yes, darkness still seems to linger over the face of the earth, I tell you, do not attempt to grasp or cling to Jesus in this world or in a place that you think that you can know him by your sheer will or by the inward longings of your heart. Because your worldly knowledge and your experience, however great it may be, you will never find him, nor will you comprehend him where he has not given himself to be for you. So let go of the feast of malice and of the old leaven, of this fading life, of this passing away life, which is here today and gone tomorrow. But rather eat the unleavened bread of the feast of forgiveness and know that its gifts are sincere and true, and that they are more true in life than anything you can see, feel, or even touch. Certainly, in your sorrow and your despair, know that you may come to this feast of Christ this Easter day, and know that your Passover lamb has removed death from you, and by his sacrifice has brought you unto eternity. And I should also remind you, and I remind myself as well, that if we lose our way in the great wickedness of this Red Sea water, if we find ourselves and our life drowned in the chaos of unformed waters in this deep and dark world, and we beg the question, even as children of God, how shall I find him? How shall I find him again? That I may feast upon him and live and know that I shall not die, but recount the deeds of my God and my Lord. The answer is quite simple. Hear his word and receive what his voice gives you. Because his voice gives you himself. He who is life and health and every good, his body and his blood, a food which, when received in faith, puts your entire person, body, and soul on the dry ground of blessed eternity, putting death and grave behind you and looking forward unto that promised land where there is milk and honey and all good things. For do you not hear that song of Moses that he sung triumphantly as the Lord had triumphed over the Egyptians? That song is nothing but the song of the crucified Lamb that is sung in the book of Revelation, where it is said of the risen Lamb, "Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations." For his body is not lost, nor is it taken away. It is given to you here, so that your body, you too, shall rise again from death to life. That your heart and your mind would receive true peace and comfort and joy in him, knowing that death has no sting, that Hades, which is hell, has no victory, and that he, Christ, has triumphed gloriously over death and hell, have defanged it from all its power. You are free, and in Christ you too shall rise again. For to him be glory and might unto the ages of all ages. For indeed Christ is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.